McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Aaron Rodgers led the pack 75 yards, found Devontae Adams in the end zone with 11 ticks left. Green Bay beats Dallas 35-31. Big Ben picked off five times as the Jags dominated the Men of Steel 30-9. In the Meadowlands, the Giants fell to the Bolts 27-22. Wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. left the game with a fractured ankle. He will undergo an MRI on Monday. Elsewhere, Cincinnati upended the Bills 20-16. The Eagles rolled the Cardinals 34-7. And in Motown, the battle of 3-1 teams ended with the Panthers beating the Lions 27-24. Out west, the Ravens took it to the Raiders 30-17. And the Seahawks outlasted the Rams 16-10. Alex Smith threw for 324 yards and three more touchdowns as the Chiefs topped the Texans 42-34. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. You already know rates are low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Question, who are you going to call to save serious money on your mortgage or buy a new home? Are you going to call the company with the best client service in America with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it? No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. Are you going to call the company with Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology? It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. Are you going to call the company that's helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland? Question, why would you call anyone other than Quicken Loans? Call 800-QUICKEN right now or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
The drama is high at Wrigley Field right now. If you want to tune in, that game between the Nationals and the Cubs airing on 106.3 and 107.5 FM. An error in left field by Kyle Schwarber has given the Nationals an opportunity to take the lead in the game. We'll give you an update as things progress. In the meantime, it's the Todd Brolkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. We've got so many things going on. Cyclone Sideline Show coming your way on 1600 AM. Monday Night Football, the debut of Mitch Trubisky under center for the Bears as they take on the Vikings. But to here to talk all things MLB playoffs with us now, a friend of the program, we've had him on in the past with us, Jesse Sanchez. Jesse, I know that you're keeping tabs on the Dodgers and Diamondbacks series, so we'll go ahead and start and ask you whether or not you think the Dodgers will finish things off tonight. How you doing?
Hey, thanks. Hey, thanks for having me. I'm actually here at Chase Field. I was just in the interview room with Patrick Corbin, who will start for the D-backs if they extend this an extra game. And if you talk to the D-backs, they think it's going to happen. They think they can win tonight. They have their ace on the mound. They've had success against the Dodgers in the past. And, you know, they're feeling really confident going in. On the other side of the coin, the Dodgers were the best team in the National League. They were the best team for a reason. I mean, they're really loaded. They're sending out a top pitcher, Yu Darvish, tonight. And the team has really been clicking and take advantage of the D-backs' errors. The Dodgers just have to win one of the next three. So, same feelings in the Dodgers clubhouse and the Dodgers fan base. They really feel like they can close it out. I think it's going to be a close game, Darvish versus Greinke. I think anything can happen, but I expect a well-pitched game.
What are your expectations as far as how long Torey Lovullo will go with Zach Greinke tonight?
You know what? I think Zach Greinke is their ace. He's their horse. He's their guy. They pay $30 to $34 million a year. So, and it's a must-win game, so I think he's going to give them every opportunity. At the same time, if he struggles, I think it could be a quick hook. I think in the ideal world, he'd go out there throw six innings and rest the bullpen, but it's an elimination game. So if he struggles early, he could get the hook early. But I don't think, if you talk to Torrey Lovello or any of the D-backs, they don't expect that to happen. They expect him to go out and compete, give him five or six good innings, and hand it over to a bullpen that's been pretty good all year.
Moving to the other NLDS matchup, have you been surprised at all with how well the Cubs have pitched so far in this series?
You know, I think that was one of the sticking points people were critical of the Cubs going to. You just have to look back on their track record. These guys have had a history of success, obviously the reigning world champions. And one thing that I think of Derek Jeter, he mentioned something about staying the same during the playoffs where everybody else gets more nervous. And I think what you're seeing from a Cubs team is a team that has been there and done that. So they're just going out there and performing. The pitchers are doing their thing. And, you know, these are high-pressure games. So, and these are human beings. So, you know, sometimes it can be hard to focus. Sometimes people get too much energy. And I think what you're seeing is a veteran staff from the Cubs, a team full of young stars that have done this. So you can never count those guys out. So I'm really not surprised that the Cubs are playing well at all.
The Nationals have taken a 1-0 lead at Wrigley Field, by the way. Is this maybe the year that we see Dusty Baker get a team to take that next step for him? That's sort of the knock on Dusty Baker. He gets compared to Gene Mock a lot of wins, but doesn't get it done in the postseason. Is this Nationals team built to possibly make a run at the World Series?
Oh, they're definitely built. They're definitely built that way. I think that was the thinking all year long, that the Nationals are built for October. They're built for the final week of October, going into November, the World Series. But ultimately, you know, I know there's a lot of criticism, probably more than praise on Dusty Baker. But you got to keep in mind, he's had a long career and he's done a lot of great things in baseball. But for me, it comes down to the players. So you give credit or you criticize the players. I mean, they're the ones out on the field. I think the manager puts them in a position to succeed. But I think ultimately, when people are praising or criticizing Dusty, they have to look at the players. How did the players do during that series? How well did they perform? How did they not perform? So it's one of those tricky things, and especially in the postseason, the managers, the microscope is on them. They get tons of credit, maybe it doesn't always deserve, and they get tons of negative criticism, which isn't always deserved. But that's kind of what playoff baseball is about.
A lot was made prior to the series about the speed of the Washington Nationals, namely Trey Turner at the top of that lineup. He's hitless so far in the NLDS. How big of a key has that been for the Cubs to be competitive and the competitiveness of this series so far?
Right. I think any time you're able to neutralize a weapon like that, it's big. I mean, obviously, once he gets on first base, he's in scoring position. You know, he can score from first. And to keep him off the bases, I'm not sure what their strategy is. I haven't watched the video, but they're obviously getting him out, and they're obviously one step ahead of him. So that's huge. I mean, if you can get a guy like that out, keep him off the bases. I'm not saying it's a completely demoralizing thing for the Nats, but it's not what you want to see when you got one of your playmakers who just can't get on base.
Jesse Sanchez joining us, MLB.com writer, currently in Phoenix for Game 3 tonight between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. Let's take a look at the one team that we know will be playing in a league championship series so far, and that's the Houston Astros. They made short work of the Boston Red Sox. Are you surprised at the result of that series, Jesse?
You know, I'm not surprised at all. The Houston Astros are loaded. If you look at that lineup, it looked today, they had Carlos Beltran on the bench. He wasn't even the designated hitter, and he comes out as a pinch hitter and gets a big hit. And just think about the type of team you have when you have a guy like Carlos Beltran, who will be discussed as a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done, just sitting on the bench. You know, so these guys are loaded. I mean, if you look around that lineup, you got Justin Verlander. The bullpen has been really solid for the Astros, and I think what you're seeing now is culmination of, a lot of years of hard work for those guys. They have young players. They signed Yulies Gurriel out of Cuba. I know last year he had 7 hits in the last 2 days. And I think with guys like Altuve, Correa, Bregman, a guy like Gurriel can be overlooked. But you got to remember, this guy was one of the best players in Cuban baseball history. You know, he was an MVP, he was an All-Star, an Olympian, you know, baseball World Cup gold medalist. So, and you just go around that diamond, and you know that team is loaded. So I'm not surprised at all that the Astros made quick work of the Red Sox.
Let's just say, for the sake of the argument, that the Cleveland Indians get past the New York Yankees. We'll get to that series in a second. But is this an Astros team that can make life very difficult on the Indians?
Right. I think this, if it matches up that way with the Indians and the Astros, I can see that going, you know, all seven games, because each team's, they have so many weapons. They have great starting pitching. They have a great bullpen, offense. Carlos Correa for the Astros, Francisco Lindor for the Indians. If you go around position by position, you can really compare and see how close each position players they are for each team. I think it would be good for baseball. I think it'd also be good for the Yankees. The Yankees are not a team to sleep on, or to, you know, you just don't, you can't forget about how good these guys are. But I think if the Indians make it, it's going to be a long series. Either way, whoever plays the Astros, I expect it to go six or seven games, and it's going to be a tough to call that one, because the teams that are still in the mix in the AM and the American League are, they're really good.
Can Joe Girardi come back from the no challenge call with, as far as is standing with the Yankees fans, if they lose the series?
If they lose the series, I'm not sure. I think so. I mean, here's the reality. They booed Derek Jeter. You know, they booed Alex Rodriguez. They booed, I'm not sure Mariano Rivera's ever booed, but Yankee fans boo their guys, and it's a way to kind of, you know, keep them in check a little bit, to keep them honest, and that's not uncommon. I think if he maintains the faith of the front office, you know, Joe Girardi's going to be safe forever. I don't think he lost the clubhouse by making that move. He made a mistake, and but I think if you look in the clubhouse, you ask each one of those players, have they ever made a mistake that potentially cost them a game, you know, they would say yes. So, I mean, I do think he's okay. I think he'd be much safer if they won, but I don't think his job's in jeopardy if they lose. I mean, the Yankees have had a really good season. They've made it to this point, and they're still in the mix. So to jump ship on the manager right now, I don't know, it seems like it'd be a kind of a rash thing to do, but again, you just never know.
What ailed Luis Severino in that start against the Minnesota Twins in the wild card game, and what does he need to do better tonight against the Cleveland Indians for a better result?
You know, I think what happens with young players, and it's not just the Yankees, I think it's league-wide, both National and American League, is, you know, you get really excited, and sometimes you lose your focus, and maybe you're a little bit too amped up, and sometimes you forget, and you don't fall back on the habits that allowed you to reach this point. And a guy like Severino, and it happened here in Chase Field with Taiwan Walker when he pitched against the Dodgers, and to open up that, you know, division series, they were a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit overmatched. And I think for a guy like Severino, as well as any other young pitcher, it's a matter of just kind of remaining calm, staying loose, laughing a little bit, and kind of remembering that, you know, this is the game they've been playing the entire lives. I think what happened is you get in, everybody says it's just another game, but when you get into the spotlight and the entire world is watching you, you know, that can be a daunting task. So I really think the mental side with Severino, as well as with a lot of young players in the playoffs, you know, that's the key.
You mentioned it. We've seen some short outings from starting pitchers, which puts an extra emphasis on the bullpen. My question for you is, of these teams remaining, I know it's tough, but who has the best bullpen of the teams remaining in the playoffs?
I mean, the Yankees are pretty good. Have a good bullpen. The Indians have a good bullpen. I saw the Astros play quite a bit. You know, they can run guys out there for each inning, and their power arms and their veterans, and they've been there and kind of done that before. And that's, you know, those are going to be forces in the American League. Here in the National League, I think maybe the D-backs aren't as strong as bullpen-wise overall as some of the other teams. They have a guy named Archie Bradley here who can probably pitch seventh and eighth inning for Renando Rodney. For all his drama that he sometimes provides, he still gets, you know, he had almost 40 saves this year. He has 300 saves in his career. But I think the Bradley-Rodney combination helps him. But overall, I'm not sure they stack up against some of the other teams. The Dodgers historically have had a good bullpen. Really, every team, I mean, I don't think you can really pick out any team and say the bullpen is their weakness, because you have to have a bullpen to make it to this point. So what we're seeing now is these arms getting out, pitching in games early, some by design, some by, you know, they just, it's an emergency. But it's really interesting to see how bullpens have really played an important factor in these postseason.
Jesse, before we let you go, the Twins came up a little while ago. It was announced today that they've reached a three-year contract extension with Paul Molitor. Good move on their part, or are you surprised to see that new front office didn't bring in their own guy to lead the team?
You know what? What that tells me is they felt like he was the right fit. Remember, the Twins kind of overachieved. I think the talent was there, but I'm not sure people projected them to be this good this fast. You remember, it wasn't that long ago they were acquiring talent at the trade deadline, then they moved talent not long after that. So I think when you see Paul Molitor locked down for this many years, it tells me the front office has faith in him. He has a good relationship with the front office, and more than that, he can help cultivate and develop this young talent and get them to the next level. And whether, you know, that means the playoffs next year or, you know, deeper into the playoffs. But if you're a Paul Molitor or if you're a Twins fan, you should feel pretty good because you have, you know, a great player who's really established himself as a manager there and with a good young nucleus of players. And, you know, the future's very bright for the Twins.
You can find him on Twitter at Jesse Sanchez MLB. Selfishly, we'd like to see that series go game four because Patrick Corbin played here with the Cedar Rapids Colonels several years ago when he was in the Angels system. Jesse, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And things not looking very good for the Chicago Cubs right now at Wrigley Field, but it's not over until it's over. Well, it's not still early. It's the top of the seventh inning.
I'm blind. It's unbelievable how I can see the score, but absolutely can't see anything else. It's not actually early. That's
notable,
my fault.
Notable defensive specialist Kyle Schwarber had a key error in left field, and that opened the door for a call to the bullpen, and Pedro Strop gave up a hit to Ryan Zimmerman, the same guy who stuck the dagger in on Saturday in Game 2. I said I wasn't going to take this personally, and now I'm sort of taking it personally. Look, my wife was out of town on Saturday night, and she came home, and she was watching the game at my sister-in-law's house, and her husband is a huge Cubs fan, and she's like, he was devastated. She's like, how are you doing? And I go, hey, I'm fine. The Cubs won the World Series last year. I'm willing to give this team a buffer here. 2017, whatever happens, happens. I'll get worked up, really worked up next season. Although, if you're listening right now and really paying attention, I'm sort of worked up right now, aren't I? Although, look, people were booing Joe Maddon for letting Jose Quintana bat the previous inning. They had the left-handers coming up for the Nationals. I thought that was a good move on Maddon's part. Runs in this game and this series obviously are at a premium, but if you want to make a list of the things that you can question Joe Maddon on over the last two games in the series, batting Quintana in that point in the game is probably not even top 10 in that list. But Cubs fans, Nationals fans, Cubs haters, My favorite of the people that enjoy watching or listening to the Cubs lose, whatever box you check on the list that we just ran down, you can actually hear that game right now, the ESPN National feed on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Cyclone Sideline Show coming up tonight on 1600 AM. We've got the Monday Night Football game between the Bears and the Vikings. It's the debut of Mitch Trubisky as the starting quarterback of the Bears. And we'll spend a little bit of time coming up in just a few minutes talking about what the expectations are for him tonight and whether or not the performance of Deshaun Watson over the weekend with the Houston Texans puts even more pressure on that Bears front office and Trubisky to come through. It's 5:23. We'll step aside and take a quick break. When we return, we'll have another big board update for you. It's the Todd Brolecamp Show right here on 1600 AM. It's like the old days before we went directional with the gyms. 1600 AM, back with more after this.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Linn County REC wants to answer this question for you. What makes being a member of a co-op different? It's pretty simple, really. When you're a member of a co-op, you are also an owner, so you own a stake in the business. Linn County REC members maintain democratic control of the co-op, so they elect fellow members to represent them on the board of directors. And you may not realize, electric cooperatives are not-for-profit. That means any excess revenue gets returned to members in the form of capital credits each year. Also, as a cooperative, Linn County REC has a sincere concern for community, supporting the areas where their members live and work. From sponsorships to economic development efforts, Linn County REC stands as a driving force in the community, giving their members a voice and living and working right alongside the people they serve. All of this is just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative. A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, where we do not have Bill Murray singing the seventh inning stretch because it's a three-hour radio show, not a baseball game. There is no seventh inning stretch. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com is going to join us at 6 o'clock tonight. It's unclear at this point in time whether he'll be joining us to complain about the Chicago Cubs, which will probably happen one way or the other, or to talk about Iowa's big win. I say big win. It's in quotation marks. You can't see it. I'm on the radio. Over Illinois, the 45-16 triumph as the Hawkeyes head into their bye week 4-2, but 1-2 in Big Ten play with a trip to Evanston, Illinois, and Northwestern looming on the horizon. Wildcats losing last weekend to Saquon Barkley in Penn State, although they held him in check for a very long time on Saturday, and then he eventually broke free and put up some yards. But I thought Northwestern did a pretty impressive job in holding him down. 526, here's what we're going to do. We're send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State upset number 3 Oklahoma on Saturday, 38-31, and the Cyclones are raking in weekly awards in the aftermath. Quarterback Kyle Kemp, who entered the week as the third stringer, is the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after going 18 of 24 for 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. But the star of the day was former quarterback turned linebacker Joel Lanning, a modern-day Iron Man. He had 25 yards passing, 35 yards rushing, 8 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery. He's the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week, as well as the Walter Camp Award National Defensive Player of the Week. And the Cyclones collectively were named the Football Writers Association of America's National Team of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders lost their season opener with the Green Bay Gamblers last Friday 2-1, but bounced back on Saturday to beat the Madison Capitals 4-3. They have their home opener on Saturday night against the Omaha Lancers. We've got a lot going on today here on KGYM. We've got the Cubs and Nationals playing Game 3 over on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And assuming that that game finishes in time, you'll be able to hear Monday Night Football with the Bears and Vikings after the show right there on the FMs. And on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, right after the show, we'll toss it to the Cyclone Call-In Show. And later on, around 9 o'clock, we'll bring you the Dodgers and Diamondbacks as the Dodgers try to sweep their series.
That should be interesting. I really do want to see Patrick Corbin pitch in Game 4 of that series, but at the same point, why not wrap that? From a Cubs standpoint, here's what I'm thinking. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if the Dodgers wrapped things up a little early and sat around and developed some rust. Although, at this point, it may be Dusty Baker and the Nationals that would be taking advantage of that. We'll wait and see how this game plays out. It is still 1-0. Washington leading in the top of the seventh. They've got double-barreled action in their bullpen, including former Twins closer Brandon Kinsler. And we'll spend a little bit of time, I think, tomorrow on the program, maybe getting inside Paul Molitor's 3-year contract extension. But I thought what Jesse said earlier today was a pretty valid point, that front office was able to evaluate him in the Twin Cities for a year and came to the conclusion that he buys into a lot of the things that they believe in. And it was certainly also a big part of that major turnaround with the Twins this year. So Molitor, if you're just joining us, reportedly coming back on a three-year deal. I don't see the final terms of that yet, and I don't know whether it's going to come with stipulations that maybe he makes some changes to the coaching staff. That stuff always takes some time to sort out as well, so we'll see there. But baseball news coming your way on a Monday afternoon, October 9th, as we make our way towards 7 o'clock tonight, as Kyle mentioned on the big board. Lots of moving parts tonight. I want to take a moment right now to tell you about a website that you can go to if you're a guy that maybe feels like he's lost a step in his life. The website is lowtusa.com. It will give you all the information that you need about a new local men's health clinic that is conveniently located between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City at 595 Ashley Court in North Liberty. I'm talking about Mantality. They are staffed with board-certified physicians that will, the moment that you walk in the door for your first appointment, give you a complete look up and down. And you never know what they're going to find, but in many instances, what they do discover is that men suffer from low testosterone levels, which can carry over and affect a number of things, including your love life, your work life, just your basic everyday energy level. If that sounds like something that has you looking in the mirror and looking at something familiar in return, lowtusa.com is the place to go. They are covered by insurance. And the best part is, once you get on there, once you get checked out, the only thing you have to do is just pick up everything at your door. It's drop shipped to you, no going and waiting in the drive-through line at the pharmacy, any of that business. Mantality. Find them again today at 595 Ashley Court in North Liberty. Again, the website for more information is lowtusa.com. We'll be back with more after this.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
This bottom of the hour final lap is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The final lap with Carrie Murphy is on NASCAR Race Recap.
The round of 12 of NASCAR's playoffs kicked off at Charlotte Motor Speedway, so let's run them down 5-1. Jamie McMurray, Denny Hamlin was the pole sitter. Kevin Harvick led the most laps at 149. And Chase Elliott has now finished second 6 times in the Cup Series without a win.
Been a solid start. Obviously, we'd love to pick up one spot.
Who could it be in victory lane? How about Martin Truex Jr. winning his 6th race of the season, 13th career, and he moves on to the round of 8 in NASCAR's playoffs after leading 91 laps, his 5th 1.5-mile track win in just 8 starts.
Enjoy the good days as they come. Tomorrow, you know, starts preparing for next week and the next round for sure.
Other stories on the day, lots of Kyle Busch, but not for the good reasons you would think. He began the weekend pounding the wall in practice. Then during the race again, heavy right side damage after getting loose. He went multiple laps down, hit the wall a few more times, spun in the infield. A very eventful day for the 18. In fact, after the race, Kyle Busch collapsed to the ground beside his car, needing medical attention. He did smile and walk to the ambulance. He spent about 45 minutes in the infield care center for heat and carbon monoxide related conditions. He does seem okay, though. Sitting in the bottom of the round of 12 after the first race are Matt Kenseth, Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. As NASCAR's playoffs head to the wild card race, where anything can happen to shake things up, Talladega Super Speedway.
TheFinalLap.com.
Today, there are over 47 million Ford vehicles on the road, rolling on over 188 million tires. That's a lot of rubber to trust to anyone other than a hardworking specialist at Ford Service. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Get a $70 rebate by mail on 4 select tires, plus another $70 rebate when you use the Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/17.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
5:36, welcome back in. The Todd Bromelkamp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Cubs and Nationals game 3 of their National League Divisional Series underway on our FM frequencies right now, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Speaking of Iowa City, we'll be back at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub this Friday for another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Big thank you to Linder Tire for sponsoring the road trip. As always, check them out online at lindertire.com, or you can stop in one of their 3 Iowa locations in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Winter is right around the corner, and with it, probably a good opportunity for you to look into getting some new tires and some new treads. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com set to join us coming up at 6 o'clock, and that, see, Alex, is how you remain professional on the air. When your team singles to tie the game up, you wouldn't even been able to tell that I was excited about that, could you? It's almost as
couldn't
if I
tell.
Am ambivalent to what's going on in the series right now. But the Cubs have tied the Nationals 1-1 on a base hit by pinch hitter Albert Almora. Only in the postseason can you go from what could have been an epic showdown between Max Scherzer and Kyle Schwarber, the guy who had the air in left field. In the blink of an eye and a pitching change, you go from Scherzer versus Schwarber to Sammy Solis versus Albert Almora. Albert Almora Jr., I should say. Postseason baseball. Gotta love it. Tie game Wrigley Field. You can catch the conclusion of it on our FM frequencies, as we mentioned, 106.3, 107.5 FM. Poll question for you today, KGYMRadio.com. Was last Saturday's win by Iowa State over Oklahoma in Norman the biggest in the program's history? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. What's your favorite bizarre football story going on right now that we could talk? We touched on two of them in hour number one tonight, and the first one from the world of the NFL involves now former Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forster, who has resigned after a video surfaced of him snorting an alleged white powdery substance, because we don't know what the white powdery substance was. You know, it's got to be careful about that stuff. Making $2.5 to $3 million a year. Not only do we find out that he's snorting some sort of substance before going into what presumably was probably an important meeting about last week's game, but he also is in hock to the IRS for over $500,000 when he makes $2.5 million to $3 million a year. Or is it Gary Anderson, who left Wisconsin to go back to Oregon State, I should say. Mike Riley is the one who's going to be leaving somewhere to go back to Oregon State again.
For the third time.
Anderson didn't like things in Madison. He didn't like the way that the academic standards were set up there, and he wanted to go someplace where it was a little bit easier to get players in the door. So he goes to Corvallis and Oregon State. What'd they win, 7 games? On his watch there.
Yes, and this year they are the worst team in the Pac-12.
They decided, the school and Anderson decided to mutually part ways today. That's the way that it's being presented to the public. But in the process of deciding to mutually part ways, he leaves his entire remaining salary, some $12.5 million through 2021, on the table. Not going to put up a fight, not going to collect a cent of it, just walks away. Which story is stranger? An NFL coach doing drugs and not paying his taxes.
A guy that we've never really heard of.
Which, by the way, the NFL may have some real issues here, but by all means, continue to focus on the one thing that people are focusing on, which I said I'm not talking about on the air anymore for reasons that I have made very clear. But by all means, don't focus on real issues. Focus on the distraction that's out there. This Anderson story is it's strange to me in the fact that he's leaving the money there.
It doesn't, like I said earlier, it doesn't pass the smell test. And whenever you have a coach basically bargaining his way out of town, that's when things get interesting. You brought up during the break, when Kevin Wilson was bargaining, oh, well, you just pay me $400,000, I'll go away. This is a situation where he's asking for no money. He says this is a mutual parting of the ways, and Gary Anderson is not asking for any money, any of the $12 million that he is owed from Oregon State University. I guess right now you can only speculate. You don't know. We don't know what's going on there. In Corvallis, they just recently went through an athletic director change. Bob DeCarolis retired. They brought in a new athletic director. Gary Anderson was kind of the last hire of DeCarolis. But I don't know what's happening. Why would you just walk away and not ask for any of the $12 million that you're owed? Unless something is coming that you're a little bit embarrassed of.
Remember, he left Wisconsin, and when he was introduced in Corvallis, said that he couldn't compete in the Big Ten because of the academic standards. Now, let's just take this on the surface for what it is. Let's just say this is a guy who is getting out ahead of the posse before he's fired and leaves the money there on the table. Good example, bad precedent. I don't know. I guess if I'm a really terrible college football coach, I'd be a little concerned about this because, hey, you're not doing the rest of us a favor here by not putting up a fight. Now, contractually, he's obligated to the money. If this is indeed a mutual parting of the ways and he wanted to put up a fight about it, then he could probably get at least a good sizable portion of that $12.5 million that he's owed. There are no indications. The story has been out now for several hours, and there are no indications that anything nefarious is afoot here. This is just a guy who wasn't winning football games, who's now out as the head coach, and no surprise here, Oregon State is hiring a search firm to conduct a national search, which is always my favorite term because what are you going to do, a regional search? We're just going to look in the greater Corvallis area and maybe to the next county over. instead of doing a national search. I would tell you, I got into the wrong calling.
I
should have been a headhunter.
I feel like I could be on one of these search firms.
Sandy you Hatfield know, Club, the old AD at Drake in Des Moines, basically left her position. Well, she was going to get canned eventually anyway, but she left her position to go work for one of these firms.
What do these firms give you?
What do they do when they're not looking for coaches? That's what I want to know, because it's you're usually only looking for coaches in very narrow time frames. So what do you do the rest of the time?
Well, that, and I could tell you that Scott Frost is probably going to be a good candidate. Look for Mike Riley, because he's been there before and he's had success in Corvallis, and you could look at some other places that have had some success here. You can look at some coaches from the MAC, maybe give Frank Solich a call. I could do this.
No, exactly.
It's not tough.
Okay. I don't want to say we're role-playing here, but you go to the athletic director and you say, what are you looking for? Well, we want a guy with a track record who's been around the block. Then you call a Frank Solich type.
Or, how about this? There's a guy down in San Diego by the name of Rocky Long who has San Diego State in the top 25 right now.
He's trust a guy named Rocky.
He's had a track record of winning. Maybe he can bring that to Corvallis. Because the search firm this last time comes up with Gary Anderson, who was jetting out of Madison, and I thought at the time, wow, that's a great hire. That's going to go over very well.
If you work for a search firm, please call and explain to us what it is you do. 319-366-1600. And this is where I think it just looks ridiculous. These schools are spending hundreds of thousands, close to millions of dollars on these search firms, and I think any idiot with a computer and a working internet connection could be a search firm. Okay, just let's say for the sake of argument that tomorrow Iowa is looking for a new football coach. Okay, let's fire up the old search firm computer here. And Bob Stoops played football at Iowa and was pretty successful at Oklahoma. I think we should put him on the list.
Give him a call.
Put him on the search firm list. Let's see. Kirk's son is the offensive coordinator. Let's put Brian Ferentz on that. I don't get it. They used to say that any athletic director worth his salt would have a list in his desk drawer or her desk drawer. It is 2017. We've got to be looking at the reality of the situation there. I wanted to say politically correct. I hate that term. I'm not going to call it politically correct, but any athletic director worth his or her salt would have a list of names, and you don't get rid of somebody unless you know who you're bringing in. And that thinking has just gone out the window. Now, I guess a search firm can also do a background check, and maybe that's what they're most valuable or mostly used for, but I would think that the university would be able to do a background check without having to pay a search. The last couple job openings that Iowa has had with regard to high-level programs, both being men's basketball when Steve Alford left and then when Todd Licklider was fired, search firm, okay. Men's basketball, Power 5 school, NCAA tournament time, give me a list of the coaches of teams that are in the NCAA tournament. Fran McCaffrey, Siena, eliminated. Put Fran McCaffrey on the list and see it. Oh, and it works out because his wife's got family in the from Minnesota.
Needs a coach. This guy at Western Kentucky runs a good offense. Jeff Brohm, let's give him a call. See if he's interested.
Speaking of. And we want to hear from you too today, by the way, on the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Our friends at Hertine and Stocker, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in downtown Iowa City. Jeff Brohm honored Joe Tiller over the weekend in Purdue's game with Minnesota by calling for a bubble screen. Joe Tiller was very fond of that particular play. And so Jeff Brohm, it didn't go for a ton of yards, but he inserted that play into the playbook and into the game plan specifically to honor Joe Tiller, which I thought was was a really cool thing for them to do. And Purdue, one of those interesting teams. You look at the Big Ten West and how things are shaping up there, and not to say that they are in the race, but they are in much better shape than I think anybody thought the Boilermakers were going to be coming into the year.
Absolutely. And I look at that game on Iowa's schedule right now as a toss-up game.
It's at Kinnick Stadium, which is probably a really good thing for the Hawkeyes.
Exactly, and that'll give them the edge in Las Vegas. They'll be a 4 or 5 point favorite against the Purdue Boilermakers. But that we talk about PJ Fleck as a coach that a lot of people are going to want to go play for, a lot of recruits, a lot of kids who are good at football are going to want to go play for. Purdue and Jeff Brohm, I guess to a less public extent, is in a very similar situation. It's going to be difficult with the lack of facilities that they have in West Lafayette, but he is going to be a guy that is fun to play for and is going to draw recruits if they can get some games on national television because he does things like that, Todd. And I think back to the bowl game last year, I know it was his assistants at Western Kentucky, but they ran a screen pass to the left tackle. They ran a fake kneel-down play where it was the fumble Ruski that almost went for a touchdown. They do all kinds of fun things, and I think Kyle Mann, our producers, brought that up. He brings that XFL fun mentality to the college game, and I think that's going to bring results, which it really already has in West Lafayette.
The rest of the Big Ten, look, I thought it was a very, very interesting week of Big Ten games in hindsight. You had Wisconsin going on the road and destroying Nebraska by 3 touchdowns in Lincoln. The Huskers are now a 24-point underdog at home to Ohio State this weekend, the biggest home underdog the Huskers have been since Dwight Eisenhower was in the White House back in 1957. Michigan and Michigan State play a 14-10 low-scoring game affected by the elements in Ann Arbor. Michigan's turning the ball over right and left. Michigan State winds up to hang on and get the win there. Suddenly, that loss to the Spartans 2 weeks ago doesn't look so bad for the Hawkeyes. Ohio State is Ohio State, 62-14. Purdue beat Minnesota 31-17, and then you had Northwestern. Wasn't really much of a game in Evanston. Penn State winning 31-7, and Indiana, a non-conference game that wasn't even supposed to be on the schedule. They added Charleston Southern as a last-minute replacement last month after the Florida International Series game was wiped out due to hurricane damage. Indiana shuts out Charleston Southern 27-0 over the weekend. Of course, the Hawkeyes, a 45-16 winner at home against Illinois. We're going to be breaking it down coming up in about 12 minutes with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. Monday Night Football on the horizon as well tonight. Hour number 3, we'll take a look at the Bears' decision to turn the offense over to Mitch Trubisky tonight. And, oh, by the way, a quarterback that the Bears passed on had a tremendous showing last night for the Houston Texans in Deshaun Watson. And could his performance possibly get at least one, if not more, NFL general managers fired at the end of the season? Granted, it's only one game, but it puts a ton of pressure, in my opinion, on the teams that drafted quarterbacks other than Watson, who had a pretty good track record coming out of college. 5:52, still a tie ball game at Wrigley Field. That game underway right now on 106.3 and 107.5 FM. We'll have another big board update for you as we draw hour number 2 to a close when we return after this.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from the chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition. The certain sound of chattering children in costume on Halloween, or the gathering round the table for a magnificent turkey dinner. There are things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertin and Stocker as a family business, true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising in these modern times, they still offer a layaway program. Put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. During the fall, as you enjoy your family's traditions and begin holiday shopping, Walk by and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Chad!
Friday afternoon at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The Gym will be coming to you live from West High before their matchup with Linmar. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle. Count down to kickoff with us as we chat with coaches and athletes and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard Friday afternoon at 3 on The Gym.
So did you see Shane McMahon come off the top of the cage last night at Hell in a Cell?
I did not.
No? We're not going anywhere with the wrestling talk anymore, that's dead?
I know. I know there have been a lot of people wondering if it's going to continue. You can bring these anecdotes up, but I just won't understand them.
Well, he jumped off the top of the cage last night.
Okay, so that did happen.
It did happen.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought that was just a joke that went flying over my head.
And somebody on Twitter at Todd Brummelkamp in my feed pointed out that there's only one good Dusty, and that's the late, great Dusty Rhodes. The other Dusty, Dusty Baker, managing the Nationals in Chicago right now. Game 3 of that National League Divisional Series still underway. You can catch the conclusion of it. Hopefully, fingers crossed, over by 7 o'clock tonight, because we do have Monday Night Football on the horizon. Mitch Trubisky and the Bears taking on the Minnesota Vikings. That'll be coming your way on our FM frequencies. But right now, coming your way, like a freight train, not a Purdue train, a freight train. It's Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State upset number 3 Oklahoma on Saturday, 38-31, and the Cyclones are raking in weekly awards in the aftermath. Quarterback Kyle Kemp, who entered the week as the third stringer as the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week, he went 18 of 24 for 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. But the star of the weekend was former quarterback turned linebacker Joel Lanning, a modern-day Iron Man. He had 25 yards passing, 35 rushing, 8 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery. He's the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week, as well as the Walter Camp Award National Defensive Player of the Week. And the Cyclones as a team were named the Football Writers Association of America's National Team of the Week. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders lost their season opener with the Green Bay Gamblers last Friday 2-1, but bounced back on Saturday to beat the Madison Capitals. They've got their home opener on Saturday night against the Omaha Lancers. We've got a lot going on today here on KGYM. If you didn't already know, we've currently got the Cubs and Nationals playing Game 3 over on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. They're tied at 1 in the 8th, and assuming that game finishes in time, you'll be able to hear Monday Night Football with the Bears and Vikings after the show right there on those FMs, and on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym right after the show. We'll toss it to the Cyclone call-in show, and later on around 9 o'clock, we'll bring you the Dodgers and Diamondbacks as the Dodgers try to finish that series.
Thank you very much, Kyle. 2 hours in the books. 1 hour to go. Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us next. The Hawkeyes, a 45-16 winner over Illinois at Kinnick Stadium. They are off this week. We'll hear from Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker on Wednesday. What we'll hear is what we'll talk about with Tom next. More of the Todd Brummelkamp Show on the way after this. Don't go anywhere.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's